It's the Cooper and Anthony Show.
I am not a huge fan of all the Real Housewives. The only one that I watch is Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, and here's why. It is the only one that the women on the show are actually somebody. Mm-hmm. They were famous, and then they were on the show. All the other ones, they became famous from being on the show. Beverly Hills isn't like that. Kathy Hilton is already famous. You know who Kathy Hilton is. She doesn't need Beverly Hills Housewives to become famous.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing with Lisa Rinna and Denise Richards and Teddy Mellencamp. So there've been a lot of women along the way that you know who they are. You know their last names. You know their family history. You know where they come from, where their money comes from. And then they end up on Beverly Hills, which to me is interesting because it really is like a lifestyle of the rich and famous, like an inside look. So a couple seasons ago, I forget when it was, Denise Richards was on the show
mm-hmm.
for like one season. And she married this guy, Aaron something or other, and she brings him on the show, and he is gorgeous. I mean, he is handsome, but he is stupid.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he's the kind of guy that if he showed up, you'd be like, just be quiet. Just don't say anything. Take your clothes off.
And she's extremely hot.
Yeah, she's really beautiful.
Right.
Yeah, she's gorgeous. I mean, they make a perfect couple in terms of the way they look, you know. But as you get to know him, you see that he's kind of a tool.
Mm-hmm.
He's one of these people that he has some kind of company that is like a vitamin of some kind that he says cures cancer.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, if your pill cures cancer, doctors would be running to you because they don't want to put their patients through chemotherapy and all the horrible stuff, you know, radiation.
Mm-hmm.
They don't want to go through. They would rather give them your vitamin if it worked.
Yeah, we would know about this.
We would know about it, exactly. But he was very insistent, like, you know, this, if you want to beat cancer, I mean, this is the only way, really. This, people don't know about this yet, but they're going to know about it.
Mm-hmm.
They don't know that your stupid vitamin cures cancer because it doesn't. That's why. But he's very, like, he's one of those kind of guys where he's, like, super arrogant. So, and there's a couple of scenes, and this is what I sent to you. There's a couple of scenes where he is the only man at a table of all of these women. It is their show. And he is bullying them and mansplaining to them. I mean, he has a set on him. So what I sent you was an idea of who he is. And there's a reason why I've sent this to you, because there's a big story in the news today that this might shed some light on.
You talked down to us and asked us if we were okay with ourselves, if we could look in the mirror and how do we feel. Actually, yes, I am.
Okay, then great. Then you solved that problem.
Can we look in the mirror and face ourselves? Yeah, mother, I can face myself. Can you?
I don't think you're.
I want you to get a sense of like what a tool he is.
I don't think I have a problem like that.
I didn't ask you if you did.
You kind of insinuated that I just.
It's kind of belittling the way that
it is.
See, it's Teddy, okay. Teddy Mellencamp right there.
If that's how you feel.
Well, you know what you're doing.
You know what you're doing.
Do I?
Yeah.
Yeah, you do.
Well, spell it out.
Like, you don't think you were mansplaining to us at her house? You don't think that you were heated?
I speak direct.
So do we.
Great. If I went to your home and I like kicked over a table and whatever,
but
I would.
But we didn't kick over a table.
How do you think your tone was the other night?
But we didn't kick over a table.
Why are we nitpicking on people?
If you're going to be the moral high ground everywhere.
Moral high ground.
There's something wrong with him. There's something not right. I just want to give you a sense of who they are. And the reason why is because a story broke today that you will now understand a little bit better. So Denise Richards has two children with Charlie Sheen.
Mm-hmm.
One of them is a girl named Sammy, who is now, I think she's 17 years old. Sammy, they showed her on the show a little bit. You know, they showed her kind of behind the scenes. And you could see that she wasn't comfortable in that environment, whether it was her relationship with this new stepfather coming in or something about it. You can just get a sense that she wasn't happy. And you're like, teen angst. That's just how that goes.
Mm-hmm.
Today, it came out that she posted on TikTok a video of herself a year ago where she said she is living in an abusive household. She's living with Denise Richards and that man that I just showed you.
Mm.
And she's in an abusive. Now, remember, abuse can be emotional. It could be physical. It's probably not physical, I'm guessing, but you never know. I don't know. I don't know the insight to this. But you can tell that he's really controlling and that he's doesn't really respect women. Like, that's very clear on this show. And he's living with Denise Richards and all of her girls. Mm-hmm. So he's the only guy at the house who's kind of like running the show. So she said that she was in an abusive household and it was awful and horrible and she escaped. And now here she is a year later and she's living on her own. She's single. She's happy. She has cats, you know. And it's a big story because we know that she had gone at one point to go live with Charlie Sheen.
Mm, yeah, that's no better.
But he wasn't the problem because he's a little more of a, yeah, do what you want kind of parent. You know, after seeing this guy, Aaron, on The Housewives, I would bet that Sammy probably had a really rough time with him and relating to him and feeling like, because remember, it's his house, really. He's married to her mother, mm-hmm. and she's the kid. So, and he doesn't take any shit from anyone, even his new wife's kid.
So he is married to Denise. How long have they been married?
A couple of years now. A
couple of years. Yeah, yeah. He just looks like an asshole. I mean, people are assholes. He just looks like the ultimate asshole.
But the daughter is claiming that she was trapped. She used the word trapped in an abusive home. That's what she said.
Yeah, because he's an asshole. And
right.
Denise puts up with it, I guess.
Here's what she said. She said, 1 year ago today, I was trapped in an abusive household, hated myself, would go days without eating or sleeping, insanely depressed, hated school, etc.
Mm-hmm.
Then she wrote in a happier video of herself, now, finally moved out of the hell house, had a spiritual awakening, owned two cats, happily single, full of self-love, and dropped out of high school. Now, she doesn't say which parent she was living with, but she was living with Denise Richards because we saw it on the show. And she posted a video in July saying that her mom tried to kick her out of the house.
Okay.
So she's had some issues with Denise Richards. I don't know. You know, it's funny. It's like when Charlie Sheen comes out looking like the
better spouse,
the normal good spouse in a situation like this.
He's got goddesses and tiger blood.
Right, exactly. He's hashtag winning.
Right.
So. Yeah, so and he's looking like the more normal parent here. But I just wanted to give you some insight. That was the only insight I really have. There were some other videos of this guy being kind of a bully to these women, to Teddy Mellencamp and, you know, famous women,
mm-hmm.
people from famous families who didn't do anything to him. He's just, that's just who he is.
Yeah, I'm stuck on 90 Day Journey. That's my show now. So
yeah.
I'm going through every single season that there is of 90 Day Journey, and there's one season where this girl comes from Russia and she's just flipping insane. So
right.
I think people are just stupid and insane. There's no way around it. I mean, he looks like an asshole. This girl on 90 Day Journey is an asshole. There's just assholes.
But Denise Richards going on the Housewives show to kind of normalize her life. I mean, there was one moment where she gets into it with one of the other characters and she goes, I'm Denise fucking Richards.
Mm-hmm.
I was on the cover of everything. It's like, okay, calm down. And then you think, wait, so we've seen Charlie Sheen and who he's become. He's kind of been out about how his mental illness and the things he's been going through and his
HIV
and his drug problems and all that kind of stuff. She thought that was a good partner. Like she looked at Charlie Sheen and went, yeah, give me some of it. Let me have kids with this guy. So it makes me kind of question who she is. And then now you see the daughter who said that living with her was the hell house. I mean, we all have the thing with our parents when we're teenagers. It's like, this place sucks. I'm getting out of here. But we would never use the words abusive, you know, and that she was not eating, not sleeping, that she was living in an abusive household. And I'd be like, these kids, it's a kid, whatever. After seeing him on The Housewives, I think that was a huge mistake on her part, introducing him to the world in that way, because it did not paint him in a very good light.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm kind of on Sammy's side here.
So you can tell if you are underage living in two assholes' homes, it's not going to be fun. And then the only other choice you have is to go stay with your dad.
Charlie Sheen. No, not just your dad, Charlie Sheen.
Right.
That's your other option.
who's cranking on coke and tiger blood and whatever. And goddesses. He's got girls nonstop.
And goddesses, right, of course. Lots of goddesses. But why wouldn't you go live with your uncle or your grandfather? Like, if I was a Sheen kid, I would call up Emilio Estevez and be like, you seem normal. Do you have an extra room in that house of yours? In that Breakfast Club money house of yours? The Repo Man money house.
And he's like, dude, I haven't had a movie in 35 years. So things aren't looking very good over here.
We got a couch for you.
Yeah, we're trying to figure out where the next meal's coming from. So, yeah, I'm an Estevez, but, dude, I haven't worked since Repo Man. And that movie sucked. So
right. But that's why. So then you call your grandpa. You call Martin Sheen. Hey, grandpa. What do you do? Yeah,
he looks like a douchebag too. So
no,
I think,
are you kidding? No, Martin.
Emilio's
Sheen
the only one that's not a douchebag.
I think Martin Sheen looks like the nicest guy in the world. I think he looks like he has a good reputation. He's got money with a capital M, so you know. And he doesn't. The kids are out of the house. He's got room for the grandkid. She should go live with Martin Sheen. That's what I mean. She's 17.
Mm.
Is that too young to live on your own?
I would think so, unless you can get a job. Well, she's probably got an Instagram account and she probably flaunts things and gets money from that.
I don't think she does. I think she has, look, she has her parents' money. I'm sure she has a trust fund of some kind. That's what I would have done for her.
Yeah. Charlie ain't got that much money. And Denise, Charlie snorted all his money. And Denise, I don't think she's got a huge payday from the Real Housewives. They can't be getting paid from the Real Housewives. There's too many of them on the show.
Well, actually, Denise Richards. Hang on a second. Wait.
I mean, when you got to slice that paycheck up 15 different ways.
No, it doesn't work like that. So what happens is, depending on how famous you are, you make a deal with them. If you're just somebody who being on the show is going to help you, they pay you, I think it's like $300,000 an episode or a season. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, $300,000 a season. Denise Richards, because she's Denise Richards, she signed on for $1 million a season. And I think she did a couple of seasons. So she ended up, the contract was worth $4 million by the time she was done.
Mm-hmm.
And then she also got a nice settlement from Charlie Sheen.